Joining us right now is economist Steve Moore from the Heritage Foundation. Steve, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
Hi, Mary. Good morning.
Wanted to talk to you about what happened with President Trump's economic councils. There was just this mad dash for the door by these CEOs from Under Armour, from Intel, from Campbell's, Dow Chemicals, and some of them held on to the end. It started on Monday before President Trump made any kind of comment that really was considered controversial. Where are we now with all of this? They're gone. And he said, fine, I'm just going to disband the entire thing.
Well, I think Trump made a big mistake in having this jobs council in the first place in terms of the people he named to it, because most of these people were never for Trump in the first place, right? And I warned the White House and I warned Donald Trump. I said, look, this is ill-advised, because the first time you say something controversial or something they disagree with, these are the kind of CEOs who will run for the high grass and embarrass you. And that's exactly what's happened. Now, look, I'm not condoning what Trump said the other day. I thought it was ill-advised, but it's so interesting because, I served as senior economic advisor to Trump, and I was involved in a number of business councils that Trump had formed during the campaign. And I've gotten calls from a lot of these CEOs saying, hey, I would have stuck with Donald Trump. I would have defended him and defended his policies. And so I think it was ill-advised to try to get a lot of these high-tech, CEOs on this board, because I knew this was going to happen at some point. They would try to embarrass him, and they were never really for his policies in the first place.
Steve, I want to ask you about the point of these councils. I mean, a lot of times when we see the president of the United States, no matter who it is, assemble a council, a panel, an advisory council, somebody to study something, it's often done in the service of basically like, look, here's me addressing an issue without anything necessarily being done. Are these councils important to the presidency?
Yeah, well, look, the ones that I was involved in were really important, because what would happen at these councils, by the way, they were truly advisory councils where Trump would sit back and listen to what these men and women said about how to create jobs and how to expand business and the growth rate of this country. And they came up with a lot of good ideas. In fact, I was stunned in sitting in a lot of these meetings, how many of these CEOs would say things like the number one problem that they were facing, was not so much taxes. Taxes came up a lot, but it was regulations. And it was so many men and women who were running manufacturing companies, transportation companies, financial services companies. They almost all said the financials, the regulatory state under Obama was just strangling their businesses. And this is where Trump really deserves, I think, a lot of credit for turning around the economy. By the way, the economy is booming right now. There is no question about that. I mean, the media isn't covering the story, but the economy has shifted into a higher gear. And I'm predicting, just based on all of the statistics that I'm looking at, the lead indicators, that we're going to see further expansions and growth in the months ahead. And this is a Trump effect. And that's why I think some of these CEOs are so hypocritical. I mean, these companies, look at what Trump has done to the stock of these companies. We've seen the best stock market in 20 years under Trump. With so many of these companies prospering under Trump's policies, and the first time he says something controversial, they drop out and try to embarrass the president. I guess it shows that no good deed goes unpunished, because we're seeing record job growth, we're seeing record stock market, we're seeing a record low unemployment rate. All of those things are pointing to improvement. And by the way, I got to get this off my chest, guys. I wrote a column for the Hill this week on this, that black unemployment has fallen much lower than it was under Barack Obama, and the pace of job growth for black Americans is double what it was under Barack Obama. When's the last time you heard somebody say that?
Never. And that's unbelievable. What an interesting point. Thank you, Steve, for sharing it with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What do you think about President Trump going after Ken Frazier, the very first CEO to jump ship, where he said that now Ken Frazier of Merck Pharma has resigned, he will have more time to lower ripoff drug prices.
Well, that's quintessential Donald Trump, isn't it?
You know, yes,
I mean,
it is.
He's a counterpuncher, and you punch him, and he'll punch you back. And look, that's something Americans kind of like about Donald Trump, especially the Trump voters, that he will hit people back. He's a New Yorker, right? And that's the way New Yorkers are. I don't know if I would have said it that way, but it is true that you know, these drug companies want a lot of federal protection, right? And they come to Washington seeking that kind of protection, and Trump does want to lower drug prices for consumers.
Oh, and Steve, let me ask you about NAFTA, the state of that renegotiation, because the president has promised, of course, to renegotiate NAFTA. Where is that right now?
Well, look, I'm a supporter of NAFTA. I think NAFTA has been, it's one of the few issues I disagree with Donald Trump on. I think NAFTA has been good for America and good for Mexico and Canada. And the good news is, look, we are going to see a tweaking of NAFTA. There are some abuses that have happened with respect to some of the trade laws with respect to Mexico, and there is going to be improvements so that Mexico, you know, doesn't drive down our wages in the United States. I don't think that's happening, but in a few industries, you can see evidence of that. And so I think we're not going to see a total rewrite of or abandonment of NAFTA, thank goodness, because I think it's good for the whole North American continent. Let's not forget that was Ronald Reagan's vision back in the 1980s. But we are going to see tweaks in it that get rid of some of the abuses, and that's something I'm very much in favor of.
So earlier, I think it was a couple months ago now, maybe even, the president slapped some tariffs on Canadian wood, right? I mean, these are the types of things where he sees imbalances, where he feels like Canada, for instance, is just dumping Canadian wood into the United States, thus hurting softwood lumber prices within the United States.
Yeah, look, I'm of mixed minds about that, and especially, you know, you mentioned wood, you're right. I don't think too many Americans are concerned about, you know, we're going to lose their jobs because of Canadian imports of, you know, from Canada with respect to wood. I think also Trump is wrong on steel. I mean, we need low-priced steel because low-priced steel makes everything we manufacture in the United States more competitive. So if you put tariffs on steel, it's counterproductive because what happens is, you know, every American company that buys steel now has to buy it at a higher price, and that makes the cars that they sell and the manufacturing products that they sell, you know, less competitive in global markets. So, this is a two-edged sword when you start imposing tariffs. I don't like the word tariffs. I never have. I'm a free trade guy. But I think Trump is where I think Trump is making real progress on trade, by the way, is with China. I think he's got to get, you know, I think he's appropriately tough with China on trade. I love what the White House came out with this week of going very aggressively after Chinese technology companies, which are essentially stealing American ingenuity and technology,
right.
Products that cost billions of dollars for us to produce. We send it over to China. They disassemble these things. They don't honor our intellectual property and patents. And that we estimated on the campaign that was costing the United States companies tens of billions of dollars a year. So absolutely get tough on China when it comes to stealing intellectual property.
And then they send us those hoverboards that explode into fireballs when we use them. Steve Moore from the Heritage Foundation, thanks very much for giving us an update on President Trump and where he is on the economy. Appreciate that, sir.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
Good morning. Have a good morning.